Today on Hands on Wellness, we're going to take a look at fitness tracking options. One in particular, MyFitnessPal. Stay tuned. Hands on Wellness is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Access everything you need online simply and securely wherever you're logging in from. LastPass makes security for your digital life effortless. Visit lastpass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands on Wellness is brought to you by Roman. Get ED medication discreetly delivered to your front door. Go to getroman.com/how for a free online visit and free 2-day shipping. Hey, what's going on, everybody? I am Matt Pruitt, and this is Hands on Wellness here on Twit TV. Hope you're all doing well. I'm unbelievable, as always. Personal fitness and wellness is very important to me. And on this podcast, I love to sit down and tell you all the different tips, tricks, and tech that you can use to help you get a better grip on your personal wellness. I appreciate you all joining me today. We have this show each and every Friday here on the network. You can subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, YouTube, or just go to our website and check out all of the different subscription options. That's twit.tv/how. That's twit.tv/how. For hands-on wellness. I appreciate all of the support. I appreciate you going back and checking out the previous episodes, as well as sharing the episodes with others, all while growing the hands-on wellness community. So now let's go ahead and get started with this week's show. Okay, so we have a lot of different options with regards to tracking our fitness, a lot of different free options, a lot of different paid options. Some of the first options that come to mind are the built-in options with the Apple Watch and how Apple allows you to close your rings and track your fitness and walk in and steps and things like that. And then there's also the likes of Google Fit, which is similar to, you know, you just have it on your smartphone and it's watching you walk around, or you can pair it up to a smartwatch or things of that nature. Those are pretty good apps, but a lot of the fitness space companies are doing their own thing and trying to just give you their own service with their own bit of flavor, if you will. Now, granted, some of them will tie into the likes of the Apple Watch and Google Fit, but sometimes there's just a little bit more of an advantage by using the built-in options that they provide. For example, if you're using a Fitbit, it has a different app that's got a lot of different data and analytics there that can be useful for you. On the other hand, I'm going to talk about the likes of MyFitnessPal. Now, the key thing on that is one word, MyFitnessPal. This is a fitness tracker that is offered from the folks at Under Armour. Now, Under Armour has been having some issues here and there regarding some of their company stability and everything, but that still doesn't discredit the app and its particular service. This is a fitness tracker app that's going to allow you to take account on your diet and information, your exercise and information, your steps. It even gives you a bit of a community on there. There's a lot of different things in there, and there's a couple items that I care for and a couple things that I didn't think were quite useful. But before I go into break down my experience with MyFitnessPal, I want to take a few moments to thank this week's awesome new sponsor, the folks at Roman. This episode of Hands on Wellness is brought to you by Roman. Anyone who's dealt with erectile dysfunction knows how awkward it can be to talk about in person. Roman connects you with a doctor licensed in your state. Get discreet professional care and genuine prescription medication or over-the-counter treatment delivered in unmarked packaging. There are no commitments and you can cancel anytime. So if you're struggling with ED, stay home and go to getroman.com/how for a free online visit and free 2-day shipping. That's getroman.com/how for a free online visit and free 2-day shipping. Okay, so now let's talk about the MyFitnessPal app. It's available on iOS and Android like most of these apps are nowadays. The user interface on it is pretty straightforward. You have a diary, you have a log or a blog section, you have recipe sections, you have a little bit of news, and it's got a lot of different community things built right into it. I do appreciate that. You get a lot of different stories and news insights to sort of help keep you motivated and to help keep you informed. Especially right now, as we're still battling COVID-19 concerns and getting our proper health and fitness in while we're all sheltering in place. I do like the fact that they give you those different angles there. How I've been using it was just as a nice diary to track how I'm eating throughout the day and how I'm exercising throughout the day. Don't get me wrong. I know when to eat and I know when to exercise. So that's not a problem. I'm not asking it to remind me, but I'm asking it to help me keep up with what I did throughout the day and throughout the week. And it does a really great job of giving me a daily diary so I can see exactly where I am. When you're using MyFitnessPal, you can set it up to say, hey, I have a goal of losing X amount of pounds in X amount of days, or I have a goal of gaining more weight for, you know, a particular event or something. If you're trying to bulk up and get ready for sports or something like that, it works really well to allow you to tailor your day to day as far as your diet and your exercise. And it'll help you keep track with how many calories you're taking in versus how many calories you're burning. All right. So for me, I've set it up to say, you know what? I just want to maintain my weight, period. I'm happy with where I am for the most part, even though a doctor would tell me I'm obese because of my stupid BMI number. So annoying. But anyway, I'm just trying to maintain my weight at 230. So it knows, okay, you need to eat X amount of calories, and while you're exercising, make sure you continue to get all of those calories in, because if not, you're going to be losing weight in the end. And it does a great job on that, because there are some days where I'll log what I ate for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And sometimes my dinner may be just a little bit too small on the calorie intake. And as I submit my daily diary at the end of the day, my fitness pal analyzes that and says, hey, Aunt, if you keep exercising and eating the way you ate today, in about 2 weeks, you're going to be down by about 5 pounds. That's really, really good information. Now, from a nutritional standpoint, it allows you to put in the food that you're having. Some things are not going to be in there. So every now and then you have to, you know, manually put in what exactly you ate. You know, I like to have a good old piece of fresh pork belly for breakfast or something like that, also known as bacon. But they're not going to have pork belly the way I have it inside of that app. So I had to put in my own little generic entry and understand how many ounces of the meat and things like that. And everybody's not going to know that right off the bat, but they do try to sort of help guide you along to get in those extra macro information as far as your food. They'll let you know how much sodium is in this food, if it's high in fat, high in sodium, or high in protein and things of that nature, which is really good. And this is all within the free tier of the app. Yeah, the app does have some in-app purchases with it. If you want to go up to the premium version of it, it's going to cost you $9.99 per month, or it's going to cost you $50 per year. I'm not too sold on that. This may be something that you'll like, but I don't know if I'm ready to swallow that pill just yet. The free version does have ads on it, but the ads are not very intrusive. And for everything that I've seen in this, as far as the information of little blog posts and community posts in there that's telling you, hey, make sure you're drinking a little bit more on this day, or drinking a little bit more at this hour because of this effect and things like that, and watch what you eat, get your fresh vegetables. I mean, it's a lot of good insight stuff in there. And I think that's a great price for it to just be ad supported and not necessarily costing you $50 a year. But that's on you. I don't think I'm going to do that. Another thing that I enjoyed about this is it ties into other apps such as Google Fit or some other fitness devices that I've been using over the last couple of days to pick up when I've been doing exercise and picking up heart rate and blood pressure and things like that. And it's putting all of this stuff in one little spot for me to see what's going on. And it gives me a lot of good analytics. It's not going to be as good as, say, the Google Fit side of its analytics and vice versa. They both sort of have a give and take depending on what you're looking for. I've enjoyed using this, and I think this would be quite helpful for anybody that's just getting started and just want a high level way to track what they're doing throughout their day with their personal fitness and understanding what they're eating throughout the day and what they should be eating throughout the day, because it will warn you, hey, you're eating this so-called burger and boy, it has a whole lot of fat in there. You need to watch that fat intake and stuff like that. Very nice app. But that is MyFitnessPal. Again, get it on Android, iOS. I've used the Android app. Works totally fine. And if you want to step it up and jump into the premium version of it, it's going to cost you $9.99 per month or $50 per year. Choice is yours. All right. So that's going to do it for this week's episode of Hands On Wellness. Thank you all so much for joining each and every Friday here on the network. If you have any other questions or some feedback that you'd like to share with the show, shoot an email over to how@twit.tv. Or if you just feel like sharing your own personal journey and letting us know about your personal wellness and progress, I'd be more than happy to take a look at that story and give you a virtual high five. That's awesome stuff to hear that people are doing the best that they can and are making some great progress, especially during the times of fighting off COVID-19. So shout out to all of you. Thank you again for all the support. Give me a follow here on social media with at Twitter. I am @Ant_Pruitt. And also make sure you subscribe to my other show, Hands On Photography. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this week. Thank you all for the support. Thank you to Mr. Victor for making me look and sound good. And we'll catch you next time here on Hands On Wellness. You all be well and do well. See ya.
Hi, I'm Jason Howell, host of All About Android, where each week I'm joined by Ron Richards, Florence Ion, and a rotating crew of Android journalists, developers, and enthusiasts, where we talk about the latest news, hardware, and apps for the Android faithful. You can subscribe by going to twit.tv/AAA or find the show in your podcatcher of choice. That's All About Android.